At the pen, the elephants were nibbling on a mound of grass Tomas had cut for them. Itin unchained Lady and led her to the edge of the jungle so she could eat more. She chewed on fresh grass and then suddenly reached out and pulled down a tree with her trunk. Itin scrambled out of the way as the tree crashed down. Her trunk could pick up a pebble as easily as it could pull down a tree. He always thought of the trunk as being at the center of an elephant, just as the heart was the center of a human. Sometimes, when Lady was especially happy to see him, she wrapped her trunk around him and squeezed, knocking the air out of him. He should probably scold her for that, but he didn't want her to think he didn't love her. Tomas thought that was ridiculous reasoning, but Itin didn't care. Itin heard his name being called and turned around. Hajay was running through the sugarcane field with her arms flapping through the air. He ran toward her. "What is it?" he said, taking hold of her arm. "Ama wants you." She held onto a lock of her long hair, the way she always did when she was worried or thinking. "What does he want?" "I don't know. He said it was important and for me to hurry. He said, why does that boy always rush off to his elephant when there are important matters to discuss?" "They were arguing," he defended himself. "Tomas, can you keep an eye on Lady?" Tomas raised a few fingers in reply. Itin and Hajay trotted together around the family's field. The green shoots were tiny and vulnerable. Sometimes his parents slept outside with the crops to catch vermin that might eat them. Now the crescent moon hung over the village in the still blue sky. One of Itin's uncles believed that a daytime moon was luckier than a nighttime moon. Itin had no opinion about that. He would have to study it further one day. Hajay and Itin slipped through the village gate. At the closest longhouse, he saw one of the families holding a small ritual, just a chicken and one jar of rice wine. Probably someone was a little sick, so they were sacrificing a chicken. Several men were sipping from the jar with long straws. One of them stopped to say loudly, "I'll fight the Viet Cong with my bare hands, if I have to." He slurred his words, and Itin knew he'd been drinking quite a bit. Itin's father was waiting outside their longhouse. The stilts at the front entrance were slanted.